Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Ting.
Oh, mama.
And now, the continuing adventures of Sonny and Sis, siblings in love.
I'll tell you the truth, Doc. That was the wildest thing that ever happened to me. I forgot all about her being my sister. Hell, I'd forgotten that a long time before. God, she was born for sex. Once I got her cherry, she loved getting screwed. She threw her legs around me and we really went to town. I had a hell of a time holding back, waiting for her.
Oh, Sonny.
Hey, tell me when you're gonna come, sweetheart.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Sonny, it's happening. I'm coming. Oh, darling.
Oh, baby. Make it. I'm right with you. We'll make it together. Oh, Jesus, I'm coming, sweetheart, I'm coming. Oh, damn. We looked things over. There was a lot of blood on the sheets where I'd torn her getting into her the first time, but Sis said she'd clean all that up so Mom wouldn't see it.
Hey, freaks, it's Tuesday, June 8th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, those crazy rat-fucking Asians. Plus, a legally binding agreement allowing you to beat the shit out of your girlfriend, and Naked Jesus causes a five-car pileup. All of this, plus a classique edition of Sextastic Tuesday, it's all coming up right here, right now, on an extended episode of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson, back here with you for the Tuesday edition of the show. Got a classic Sextastic Tuesday story in just a second. But first, I thought I'd share with you a piece of new literature. This is bound to be found on the New York Times bestseller list eventually. This is from my upcoming book, my first. I recently signed a deal with Random House. I know, they're suckers if they think my listeners are going to purchase books. They don't know how to read. Anyways, I've tricked them into giving me a substantial advance, so I've got to produce something. Anyways, so I've been working on this book. The title is Letters to My Future Unwanted Children. And this excerpt is from Chapter 6. Dear Jasmine Breeze, by now you're old enough to read. Unless I cheaped out and sent you to public school, which, as of this writing, is a distinct possibility due to my escalating gambling and Mexican speedball addictions. Regardless, you've probably figured out that you were named after an Airwick plug-in scent. I kinda thought you'd never have to know that, but as it turns out, Airwick doesn't retire scents as often as I figured they would. Who would have thought Jasmine Breeze would be a best-selling fragrance? But it's a great name for my princess. After all, you are my best-selling fragrance. And by fragrance, I mean prostitute. That's really what this letter is about. Daddy needs you to step up your game, honey. I didn't shell out all of that money for the skin graft just to have you spend your time at the park not hooking. The monkey bars are a privilege, not a right. You're 6 or 12 now, and it's about time I start seeing a return on my investment. You're getting older now, and quite frankly, depreciation is going to kill me. The key word here is volume. The longer it takes for you to make one of your uncles happy, the less money Daddy has to spend in front of Jungle Gold, Cherry Fever, and 2001 A Space Odyssey. Besides, you like it when I come home from the Choctaw Nugget and bring you those tiny umbrellas and swizzle sticks with the fun-colored tips. Barbie looks just like a beautiful geisha when you stick them in her hair. So let's work on that turnaround and get those numbers up. Now, Daddy loves you, so this is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. In every way except in vaginal slash anal pain. You've got me beat on that one. But I've got no choice. I'm upping your quota. Don't cry, my little peanut. I'm serious, don't cry. Remember why you needed that skin graft? That's right, because when you cry, Daddy can't concentrate on the game, and he has a lot of money riding on North Carolina, and if he doesn't beat the point spread, he might have to take a long trip out of state for a few years. So it's very important that you shut the fuck up when the goddamn game is on, just like I say every time the goddamn game is on, but it's a point you seem to ignore, and the goddamn game is drowned out by screams of, I'm bleeding from my money pot again, Daddy! It will stop if you stop picking at the scabs, Jasmine! That's why you should read Letters to My Future Unwanted Children by Tim Henson. But don't take my word for it. All right, there you go. A little bit from my upcoming book. Now it's time to get into Sextastic Tuesday. We originally aired the story I'm going to play for you today about 2 years ago. And the second I start playing it, you're going to know exactly the premise. Let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
That's right. Today's Sextastic Tuesday is Star Wars. Han Solo is at the controls, with Luke assisting him, as the Falcon makes a series of hyperspace jumps. Pew, pew, pew! I will be providing all of the sound effects for this sci-fi adventure, by the way. While they are well beyond the reach of Imperial fighters, it will be hours before they reach their destination. Planet Volva in the Labia Galaxy. Chewbacca has gone to rest in his quarters. You know what that means. Little Wookiee masturbation time. Princess Leia makes her way back towards the crew's quarter. Despite her cool, regal exterior, she is seething with a molten, almost ungovernable lust. Her pussy is soaking wet beneath her white robe. I love it because you know the guy who wrote the story is a big Star Wars nerd and jerks off to this shit. She has sought the help of C-3PO earlier... But he has informed her that, regrettably, neither he nor R2-D2 are programmed or equipped to be sex droids. She has also discovered, to her chagrin, that the Millennium Falcon does not have an orgasmatron. Orgasmatron? This is Star Wars, not Barbarella, for Christ's sakes. You peddle that shit to Jane Fonda. By the way, I love the line describing the robots being neither programmed nor equipped to be sex droids. You're not going to find any jackrabbits in R2-D2's glove compartment. There will be no hopping up and down on the clit. Princess Leia stands before the door of Chewie's cabin and presses her finger against the small scanner. It opens with a whisper. Chewie, like I said, I'm going to be doing all the sound effects. Chewie is lying on his back on his bed looking at what may be Wookiee pornography. He looks up in surprise, but Leia motions with her finger to her lips for him to be quiet. Leia walks to him. To him. I think that was an author error. Yes, Leia walks to him. To him. Slipping the robe off and sitting down next to him. To him. She's wearing neither space panties nor a space bra. Leia says,
Chewie, you've gotta help me. I am so fucking hot and I think I'm gonna lose my mind. I need you.
Chewie lets out a large...
That wasn't a very good Wookiee impression. Okay, that's better.
I'm a mommy!
Alright, thank you, CP.
Leia's hands move between his hairy legs and finds the fur-covered sheath that encloses his penis.
Please, Chewie, you're my only hope.
She slowly strokes him.
Chewie, is it true what they say about Wookiees?
Chewie's scarlet penis slowly emerges from his sheath, long and thick and glistening. Chewie's got some pre-cum. She watches, fascinated, as it extends to its full length. It's about a foot long, with a tapered tip and a large knot near the base as thick as her wrist. Leia says,
Oh my god!
Excitedly, she bends forward and takes the tip of it into her mouth, stretching her lips around it and moving them over the sensitive ridges of his penile flesh. He puts down his magazine and bleats again as she sucks him.
I'm a mummy!
Her fingers fondling his alien testicles. Leia's head bobs as she eagerly nurses on his cock, slurping noisily on it. After a moment, he reaches down and holds her head, true porn fashion, and begins thrusting into her mouth. He's Chewie is face-fucking Leia. It's no way to treat a princess. By the way, I have to say thanks to John Williams for the wonderful music today. Thanks, John. He's performing it live for today's Sextastic Tuesday. Suddenly, Chewie bleats, there's a lot of bleeding going on, and begins pumping spurt after spurt of slimy cum into her mouth. She raises her head in surprise, and his cock escapes, spewing cum like a geyser all over her face.
No, Chewie! Not yet! I needed you to fuck me! Oh, God!
It's too late. His greenish cum... Now, how do Star Wars nerds know that Wookiee cum is green? I wonder if that's the type of question that George Lucas gets while he's walking on the street.
Hey, George Lucas, what color is Wookiee ejaculate? Green? Okay, thank you, I'm writing a story.
Maybe this information is available in the official Star Wars encyclopedia. I don't know. All right, yes, his greenish cum is erupting in volcanic splendor. Ooh, majestic. Splattering all over her face as she strokes him. Disappointed and frustrated, but still wanting to give him pleasure. His cum continues to pump out, covering her face until it's bathed and dripping with it. But Leia hasn't reckoned with Wookiee physiology. Unlike humans, they recover from orgasm almost immediately. As soon as the viscous spurts began to ebb, Chewie grabs Leia with his hairy paws and pushes her over onto her hands and knees on the bed. He leans forward and begins lapping at her dripping, wet cleft with his long, thick tongue. It slithers wetly all over her pussy and her anus, and she groans and shivers with pleasure. I like how Han Solo and Luke are performing hyperspace jumps, trying to get them to safety. Meanwhile, Leia can't stop thinking about her dripping cunt and fucks a Wookiee. Isn't that just like a woman? Where are we at here? Oh yes, Chewie feasts on her, his tongue sliding against her clit, thrusting up deep inside her, exploring every inch of her sex.
Oh, yes, Chewie, lick me, oh god, I'm gonna come,
Chewie laps at her quivering little clit bud. Tim Henson, sci-fi sex foley artist. Alright, Chewie laps at her quivering little clit bud, lashing at it with his heavy, muscular tongue, and Leia explodes into a tumultuous orgasm, leaving her trembling with pleasure. His cock, which has never fully retracted, is now extended again to its ultimate rigid length. He moves up and thrusts at her, holding her tightly with his paws. He misses his mark, his cock glancing off her clit. Then it slithers up against her asshole as he seeks his goal inexorably. At last, in desperation, Leia reaches back and guides his thick cock into her vaginal opening. He bleats as he buries it inside her, and he began hunching against her, fucking her hard, and driving her fast like a gigantic dog. Leia is in heaven.
Oh, Chewie, that's it! That's it, fuck me!
Chewie fucks her relentlessly as his glistening red rod is thrusting in and out of her. The knot at the base thrust against her labia and her clit, slipping further inside her with each of his thrusts, stretching the entrance to her pussy even wider. The pressure on her clit sends her into another searing orgasm.
Oh! Oh! Chewie! No! Stop! Fucking! Me! Oh!
Chewbacca pounds her pussy furiously. That a boy, Chewie. Driven only by his animal instinct to possess this alien woman whose pussy is gripping his cock tightly, milking the cum from his balls. At last, he drives into her for a final time, throws his head back, and bellows. His Wookiee cum erupts in violent, heavy spurts inside of her. The force of his eruption is so powerful that it would knock her forward, had he not been holding her tightly with his paws. He floods her cunt with a huge quantity of his cum until it backs up and oozes down over her clit, down her thighs, and down onto the bed. Leia screams as she pumps his alien sperm into her, her body wrenched by another exquisite climax. Exquisite. Her mind reeling with the obscene thought that she had given herself so freely to this hairy, ape-like alien being with the monster cock. Finally, she falls forward with Chewie on top of her. His cock rapidly deflating now. Both of them are out of breath, panting. His cock slips out of her sperm-drenched pussy, and he moves down her body, presses his face between her legs, and laps at his greenish cum as it drools out of her. Leia says,
"Oh, Chewie, I think I'm in love."
Ooh, what happens now? A little cliffhanger. We'll have to wait till episode 5.
There you go, Sextastic Tuesday for June 8th, 2010, brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. Many of you freaks have already taken advantage of coupon code FREAK, where you can get 50% off just about any item, but if you haven't, do so right now. You get half off just about any item, and they have a lot of items, from lingerie to male masturbators, adult movies, sex toys for guys, sex toys for lady freaks. All sorts of great stuff at AdamandEve.com. I'm currently perusing penis extensions. Look, we all have our shortcomings. For instance, the Cyberskin 4-inch penis extension is a little sheath that you stick your cock in. According to the description, turn your penis into a powerhouse with this amazing Cyberskin trademark sleeve. Automatically adds 4 firm inches to the length during intercourse. So that'll give my partner 4.5 inches of pure erotic mediocrity. Yes, that's not all. Just switch on the removable hidden vibe egg in the tip. Holy shit. And turn your erection into a vibrating love wand, sending orgasmic vibrations deep into pussy or ass. Super stretchy. It fits any man and gets super slick when used with a water-based lube. Ting! The price is $40. However, if you use coupon code FREAK, it's only going to set you back $20. Plus, you're going to get free shipping, plus 3 free adult DVDs, and a special gift. It's all for using coupon code FREAK at checkout. Check them out at adamandeve.com. There's a link on the show notes today. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, today I have an extended show for Sideshow Freaks. If you're not yet a member, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. It is DV's member site. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. It's very easy to sign up. Just go to superfreaksideshow.com. It's all done through PayPal, so it's nice and secure, kind of like my cyberskin penis extension. It's tight and snug. You'll also get full access to the entire archive of programs, plus bonus material like Corey's Bud Fudge Sunday, video casts, bonus episodes, all that sort of good stuff. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from Australia. Prime Minister Kevin Rudd. Wasn't there another news story about him a couple years ago? I'm pretty sure he did something or said something crazy, maybe before he was elected. Any of you guys from Australia know what I'm talking about? Anyways, Prime Minister Kevin Rudd's China-loving image has been dented by claims he referred to the Chinese as rat fuckers. Yeah, well, that would dent the image of being a China lover. During the Copenhagen Climate Summit, the angry outburst published in the new edition of Quarterly Essay, that sounds like a ritzy, classy publication, published today, was made to a group of journalists and aides during the summit last December. Those Chinese fuckers are trying to rat fuck us. All right, well, he didn't call them rat fuckers. He said that they're just fuckers who want to rat fuck us. I'm not sure what rat fucking refers to. Is that a new bizarre sex term I missed? Yeah, apparently Mr. Rudd said that to a group of officials and journalists after tense negotiations with the Chinese on reducing carbon emissions. Oh, I remember what he did. It wasn't anything he said. He apparently was in the background. There was some speaker, right? And Kevin Rudd starts picking his ear, like sticking his finger in his ear, cleaning out his earwax, and then he eats it. I'll put a link on the show notes today to the YouTube video. I'm sure a lot of people posted footage of that. When I was in elementary school, I remember vividly there was a girl who sat next to me named Lucy. And Lucy would do the same thing with her earwax, but also her boogers. I never understood why children do that. I mean, it's not uncommon, I guess, for little kids to eat their boogers, but why? Even little kids know that boogers are gross. I wonder if the same people who were really into eating boogers and earwax when they were kids grow up to be, like, cum freaks. They love the taste. They're cum-guzzling whores. I could see that transition. Also, Sideshow Freaks have seen video. Actually, I think everyone has seen clips because I posted DV100, which included a bunch of clips from all of my video casts or whatever, a bunch of my video casts. And one of the clips is of a girl who is blowing her nose and has a big string of snot and is sticking it in another girl's mouth, right? But is there anyone who's into just, like, boogers, like hard, crunchy boogers? Is that a fetish? Look that up for me, freaks. I'm sure it is. All right, back to the story here. Getting off topic. The term rat fucking is sometimes used to describe underhanded tactics for undermining the effectiveness of political opponents. Mr. Rudd, who made combating climate change a major policy platform at his last federal election, has always cultivated an image of himself having close ties to China, one of Australia's biggest trading partners. Revelations of Mr. Rudd's hostile remarks come as a Nielsen poll published in Fairfax newspapers today shows the coalition leading Labour by 53-47%. I'm assuming Mr. Rudd is of the Labour Party. Commenting on this, Mr. Rudd said if the elections were to be held today, opposition leader Tony Abbott would become prime minister. I think it's just called calling a spade a spade, he told reporters in Sydney. Isn't that kind of a racist thing, too? Wasn't that saying concocted during a time when black people were called spades? So it's just like, let's call a color to colored or something like that. I don't know. All right, I could be wrong about that. Second story we have for you today. A violent boyfriend forced his pregnant girlfriend to sign an abuse contract, allowing him to beat her whenever he wanted. Look, the bitch signed it. This is why you should always read the fine print. I'm still being raped by Capital One. I like that this guy had her sign a document just, you know, to save his ass, basically. Under the terms of the contract, Graydon Smith, 31, was allowed to punch, kick, and throttle his 19-year-old girlfriend. His only restriction was that he wasn't allowed to punch her stomach. I wonder if lawyers on each side were involved writing up that contract. Well, if you don't want my client to punch you in the stomach, then you're going to have to give up the throttling thing.
All right. He can wring my neck.
The bizarre contract was revealed after police arrested him for assaulting his girlfriend at their home in Seattle, Washington. Officers, I don't know why you're here. This is all a misunderstanding. I have a contract that says I'm allowed to punch the shit out of her. So, I guess you guys should be heading out then. I want to know what provoked him, why he was punching her. She probably burned the hot dogs on the grill again.
Food's ready, come and get it!
What are you doing? You burned the food again, you idiot!
Yeah. Smack the shit out of her.
Now what am I gonna eat?
Hot dogs are good burnt, though. Oh, yeah, little black wieners. Delicious.
Food's ready, come and get it!
What the hell is wrong with that woman's voice? I think she's a tranny. It's not nearly as bad as hitting a woman, then. Alright, back to the story here. The victim's stepfather had called police when he called at the house and saw Smith throttling his daughter. In the contract, throttling is allowed. She gave that up in exchange for not aborting her baby with his fist. Fair trade. Smith admitted to police that he had made his girlfriend, who had not been named, sign the contract giving him free rein to carry out domestic abuse. Seattle Police Detective Elizabeth Ellis said Graydon made her sign a statement giving him permission to physically abuse her anywhere on her body except her pregnant belly. When police arrested Smith, they found his girlfriend with bruises and cuts to her face. Again, that's allowed. She confirmed her boyfriend was responsible for the assault. Unemployed Smith has been charged with assault and harassment. He's being held on, like, $125,000 bond or something like that. I'm not going to do the fucking conversion. It's 75,000 pounds. Final story we have for you today is a short one. It comes from Connecticut, of all places. We don't read too many stories from there. Police said a naked man yelling that he was Jesus was the catalyst for a five-vehicle accident on I-95 in Darien, Connecticut. I wonder if he's any relation to the crazy naked hobo who was walking the streets screaming that he was President Melissa.
I am the President of the United States! My name is Melissa!
I don't know if world leaders would respect someone named President Melissa. That name does not exude strength and power. When I think of the name Melissa, I think of a sad, fat girl whose only friend is a gay guy that she's secretly in love with, and she follows him around, and he always ditches her, like, at 2 o'clock in the morning at gay bars, because he, you know, has found some trick that he's fucking or something. You can find your own way home, right, Melissa?
Yeah, it's okay, I'll be alright. See you, Steven!
I am Melissa!
Yes. I guess when you say it like that, I am Melissa! People will listen to you.
I am Melissa!
That's said with strength and power. All right, back to the story here. Police... I'm sorry. Well, gassy. I'm all discombobulated now. Police Sergeant Jeremiah Marin said police responded to reports Saturday that a nude male was causing a disturbance in the force on I-95 North. Police say a distracted driver caused the tractor trailer to slam its brakes, jackknife, and careen into four cars before finally flipping over. Rescue workers got the driver out of the tractor trailer, whose legs, arms, hands, and head were pinned in the doomed vehicle. The naked man, whose name was not released, was later pulled over by police. It was not immediately known if he had been charged. I should hope so. You caused a truck to jackknife and injured three people. We're just going to let you off with a warning. Don't let this happen again. Remember to put on clothes before you leave the house, Jesus. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of ya. All right, freaks, this is your time to shine. Speak to me!
Hey, Tim. Indiana Sideshow listener here.
Good boy.
I just had a funny fucking moment last night.
I'll be the judge of that.
I was over at my friend's house, and we were hanging out with Mary Jane a little bit.
Okay, sounds
hilarious. And we were watching Michael Moore's new documentary on capitalism.
A love story.
And they cut to a scene where they're interviewing a black lady, and they're in this big church or something.
They always interview black ladies in churches. Why are black people so religious? After all this time praying, you're still black. That should prove to you there is no God, right?
During the Obama election.
I mean, you know what I mean, right? I mean, slavery. I mean, it's one thing after another with black people.
During the Obama election, and, like, he wins another state, and everybody starts freaking out, and everybody's dancing, and people are crying and shit.
Dancing.
Just PNB. I just thought it was funny because I could tell that a lot of these people were only excited because the man was black. I just think it was funny. I think if you haven't seen it, you should probably check it out because that part is just fucking.
Yeah, I wanted to see that movie, but I haven't gotten around to it yet. I wonder if it's available on Netflix Instant On Demand thing.
Hello, Tim. This is the Spiral Ham Fucker. Sometimes I'll wake up from a heavy...
Everyone's calling hi today.
Sometimes I'll wake up from a heavy night of drinking. And I'll look at my phone. It'll be you and Corey's number like 8 times in a row. I'll be like, oh no, what'd I do?
You did me up the butt. I was just calling to say you got AIDS, pervert.
Yeah, it's called up the Raymond 14 Harpo Jarvie thing.
Yes.
Harpo Jarvie could be hypoallergenic to a fucking retard. He's probably just reading the text.
You think like the pillow that he was holding up was hypoallergenic, and he thought that was Harpo Jarvie? I don't know. I don't know many fish pillows that are hypoallergenic, but...
You do, Tim!
Oh, you could be onto something there. Yes, loud man!
You do, Timmy! I was just calling you up because I was listening to some back episodes, mm-hmm. and was wondering to tell
My
you...
backlogs.
I figured out a way to get rid of all the unsavory. Basically what you do is at the age of 10 years old, you do an IQ test. And if they cannot hit an IQ of at least 100, you cut their balls off. Mm-hmm. And if they can't hit an IQ of at least 80...
Speaking of which, Walter, my dog, just got his balls cut off. That's why you hear... You might have heard a little jingling today. I have to keep his collar on because he's wearing one of those embarrassing cones on his head for the next week. And so, yeah, that's why you may have heard a little bit of jingling.
9, you cut their head off. Either one doesn't matter, but either one works.
Yes.
Just make sure they're dead.
All right. Yes, thank you very much.
Jagu, Tim. What? Haley's Comet calling up, wondering when you're going to get a P.O. box, because I've got some homemade beer if you want, and some homemade meat to mail you.
Meat? Homemade meat?
Because I've got some homemade beer, and if you want, and some homemade meat to mail you. I've also got...
Oh, mead. Is he saying mead?
I've got some leads on a potential Dr. Pepper recipe. Which means the distorted brew soda, Dr. Pepper with an orange crush twist, not yet become a possibility.
Oh, that makes my dig you hard.
Hey, Tim. Tone Deaf Sean here.
Distorted brew. Or I don't think that Mountain Dew Distortion is going to win, so we might be able to do something with, I don't know what to call it.
Hey, Tim. Tone Deaf Sean here. Hey, I've got a proposition for you. I've never had a rim job, and it sounds like you're offering them. And in return... I will help you with your Donald Duck impression.
Oh, all right. Thank you very much. I don't know, Tone Deaf Sean. I don't remember what you look like. I don't want a big fat ass in my face. All right, thank you very much. By the way, Tone Deaf Sean, great job on Corey's Butt Fudge Sunday. Tone Deaf Sean did a little voice, did some voice acting for Corey. I'm actually thinking about posting that episode of Butt Fudge Sunday for everyone. So you can actually hear what Corey's show is all about. I know a lot of you guys have never heard Butt Fudge Sunday, if you're not Sideshow Freaks. And I think that one might be a good one for everyone to listen to. So maybe maybe in the next week or so I'll post it.
Spiral Ham. I'm listening to your show with my homeboy. And he don't laugh a whole lot. I didn't think he was listening. And then that girl that was smoking a cigar with her pussy.
Right.
and she can talk with a little electronic thing, the little electronic queef, dude.
Yes.
You had us both fucking rolling, dude.
It's calling in high again. But yes, a lot of people have been emailing me, said they love the pussy, electronic pussy queef, like the pussy queef through the voice box, and someone actually made it their ringtone. Then he sent me a copy of it here. I don't know why. Maybe he thought I was going to post this on the sideshow or something. It's kind of funny. All right. Oh, hello. Did you hear that? That's whenever I get a new email or a text message. Herbert from Family Guy. All right. Yes, continue on with the voicemails here. Couple more to get through here. Yes,
call. Hello, Timmy Boo.
Christ.
This is Greta, your oldest listener. I'm 169 years old today, sweetheart, and I love to do to you.
Boo. All right.
Now send me my prize, motherfucker.
I love when callers do voices.
Hey, what's up, Ken? It's Eric from Kansas. I realized I had an opportunity to record myself taking a poop for you, so.
Ooh.
Here goes.
How very considerate of you. God. Very liquidy.
Yeah.
Nice job. Good showing.
That
was definitely a type 7. Thank you, sir.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow member Alex from Calgary.
Hi, Alex.
I was just wondering. I remember at the beginning of the year you were doing some distorted reviews. You were going to review all of 2009.
Yes, I'm still working on that. Give me a little bit more time. Actually, if you are a follower or friend of me on Facebook, I've been posting every once in a while I'll post some distorted review stuff. Actually, I posted one just yesterday from 2007. I don't know why it started playing on iTunes, but it was Distorted View 666th show with Satan. So if you want to hear Satan trying to take over DV, surf on over to Facebook and add me as a friend. All righty, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD. Isn't it, oh God? Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we will see you back tomorrow for the big Wednesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
You're fucking ponderous, man. Ponderous, fucking ponderous.